Welcome to our podcast where we'll be discussing the importance and challenges of cybersecurity in today's digital age. In our next segment of CrowdStrike News, the technology sector is keeping a close eye on PayPal, CrowdStrike, and two semiconductor stocks this week, with a particular focus on cybersecurity. However, there are some concerning developments to report on in the cybersecurity world. Chinese hackers are using new tactics for infrastructure attacks, and a nation-state actor known as Volt Typhoon has been observed since mid-2020. Additionally, there has been a recent cybersecurity incident where CrowdStrike failed to detect data exfiltration. Stay tuned for more updates on this ongoing cybersecurity story. We have some cybersecurity updates to share with you. Red team testing is gaining popularity as an effective way to determine the security resilience of organizations. This method helps in identifying security flaws before cybercriminals can exploit them. Account creation fraud is increasing at an alarming rate. It's important to stay informed about the risks and protect yourself and your business. Our team is closely monitoring this issue and can offer tips to help you safeguard your information. Finally, we will address some misconceptions about two-factor authentication. While this method is effective, there are common myths surrounding it that we will debunk. Stay tuned to learn more. Microsoft has been in the news recently due to security vulnerabilities found in various platforms and applications. One of the critical vulnerabilities was found in Microsoft Azure AD's login with Microsoft Component, which could potentially grant extended rights if exploited. Configuration adjustments are being recommended by Microsoft to reduce the risk of exploitation. Windows 11 will contain a built-in passkey manager for biometric authentication, which will ensure enhanced security when logging into apps and websites. However, there are some security weaknesses found in other Microsoft platforms, like the cross-site scripting vulnerability discovered in Microsoft Azure Bastion and Azure Container Registry's iframe post messages function. Furthermore, Microsoft is warning of Russian hackers using credential stealing attacks against governments, IT service providers, NGOs, defense, and critical manufacturing sectors. In other news, researchers have found that malware can be spread through the Microsoft Teams communication platform, despite restrictions to prevent files from outside sources. This serves as a reminder to maintain constant vigilance when it comes to cybersecurity. Lastly, malicious actors are using QR codes to deploy phishing pages through mobile devices. It serves as a warning that even seemingly harmless actions, like scanning a code, can pose a real risk in the digital space. Suncor Energy has reported a cybersecurity incident that has affected payment operations at Petro-Canada gas stations in Canada. The company is currently investigating the matter with the assistance of third-party experts. In recent Vago News, there are reports of a vulnerability that could potentially cause a denial-of-service attack on multiple Vago devices. An authenticated remote attacker may exploit the vulnerability by sending a malformed packet. In addition, unauthenticated remote attackers could launch a DOS attack on the Modbus server of Vago 753x/8x products through uncontrolled resource consumption. To avoid exploitation of these vulnerabilities, it is recommended for users of Vago PFC 200 Ethernet controllers and Vago 753x/8x products to upgrade their devices. Stay informed and stay safe. D.